It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo! Definitely it is hump day, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice on the air. We've got to be engaging in this battle of ideas, which is raging in our country right now. We've got a great show planned for you today. In studio with me is my friend Carol Baker. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. It is great to have you here, Carol.
It's good to be here with you today, and looking forward to hearing our speakers and your topics.
And the topic, now, they can choose something different.
That's the rules. We could talk about the weather or our favorite pet.
But the suggested topic is going to be about national defense.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited to see what our colleagues have to say about this.
Peace with strength.
Peace with strength, yes. And we'll talk to Lauren Levy here in the first segment as well, get an idea what's going on with interest rates. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. You're treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose. Strive for excellence, live with intention, and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And thank you to this great team that I get to work with. Producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Steve, it is good to see you. And I haven't seen each other for a little while because I've been on a road trip.
Yeah, you and Willie Nelson were on the road again.
On the road again, yes. Yesterday morning, I was broadcast. This little rig that I have that actually will bring us directly into the studio board, it is so cool. And so I sounded like I was here, but I was actually in Santa Fe.
Yeah, I mean...
Santa Fe yesterday.
Yeah. What, Phoenix on Friday? Phoenix on Friday. Where were you Monday?
I was back in Phoenix.
Phoenix, and then Santa Fe, yes. Yeah, you've been around.
On the road again. I'm not going to sing. I won't do that for you.
But
thank you, Steve. You do such a great job keeping everything going, and the little rig really is great. It allows me to get out there and do some things, so I really appreciate that. Our America's Veterans Stories show this weekend, we're continuing with this series, Echoes of Our War, Vietnam Veterans Reflect 50 years later, and we'll be talking with two Vietnam veterans, and that is C.R. Cusack and Tom Jacobs, and then Paula Sarles, of course. She's working on raising the money to remodel the Marine Memorial out here in Golden. But Steve, I know you're reading the book right now. Where are you at in the book now?
Finished up with Denny. Help me.
Denny Sedlak.
Yeah, he was the first contributor. I'm on the second one, and all I can think to say is the differences between what these guys witnessed, what they did, it's like night and day compared to their fathers 20 years earlier.
Mm-hmm, in World War II.
I mean, talk about clean, defined objectives. They just weren't there. And these all guys, every one of them seems that I've touched on so far seems to have the same notion. We're not fighting to win. What are we doing here?
Right. And I tell you what, we cannot put our young men and women in harm's way and not be out there to win it. And leadership is very important. Having an understanding of what the mission is and then working to accomplish that mission is so important to put people's lives on the line. People have lost lives when there was no clear mission on it is just beyond me. And we see a lot of that going on right now, Steve, here in the United States. There's no clear mission. Or maybe there is on what's happening in Washington right now and down at our state house.
Is this a segue into your quote of the day? Because you're heading in the right direction.
Let's go ahead and do that. And that is Theodore Roosevelt, Jr. He's often referred to as Teddy. was an American statesman, conservationist, naturalist, historian, and writer. He served as the 26th president of the United States from 1901 to 1909. He was born in 1858. He died in 1919. And Carol, the quote on this is, "Behind the ostensible government sits enthroned an invisible government, owing no allegiance and acknowledging no responsibility to the people. To destroy this invisible government, to befoul the unholy alliance between corrupt business and corrupt politics, is the first task of the statesmanship of today." And that
it's
was
true 100 years later.
Exactly.
What two-word phrase is he defining there?
What corrupt business and corrupt politics? Is that what you're looking for?
The essence of what he's saying, it's a term we kick around now today. Two words, deep state.
Oh. The quote includes ostensible government and an invisible government. And the invisible government owes no allegiance and acknowledges no responsibility to the people.
Right. And we really see that happening right now. And I know that many of us are very concerned about this, but if we had not had the 4 years of Donald Trump, I don't think that we would really have seen the mask ripped off on what has been occurring. This has been going on. Obviously, this is a fight for every generation, Carol.
Every generation. I tell you what, I'm glad to see some of the young people taking hold of this fight, even though they are busy with raising kids, going to school and working two jobs and whatever, and PTA and finding daycare, and they're still paying attention.
Mm-hmm. I was at a meeting last night, and this would be more retired people there.
Right.
And one of the women said, "Now, one of the things we need to do is you may need to cut short some of your vacations or something, and you need to be showing up at these different meetings." The meetings I would really recommend are school board, city council, and county commissioner meetings. Those are very, very important. And so start paying attention to those. Read their agendas, read their minutes, and start to understand that. And I think that's a good place to start, Carol.
I do, and I feel more and more like it's our local government that we have some impact on. One of the things I'm kind of working with this year is that anyone who believes we have a democracy, I'd like to clarify that and say it's a representative
It's a democratic republic. Constitutional
right,
republic.
Republic, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's representative. Who is your representative? Hold them accountable. Do you even know who your state senator is, who your state representative is, who your city councilman is, who's your county commissioner? 3 years ago, I didn't until I started paying attention.
And you really have jumped in.
Oh, I tell you what. Isn't there a bumper sticker that says, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention?
And so you're out there doing, you know, another thing that you're doing, Carol, and that is as president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, and there's two groups. There's Liberty Toastmasters Denver and then Liberty Toastmasters North, which meets up in Longmont. But to engage in this battle of ideas, one needs to be able to speak, communicate, listen, formulate your thoughts, and Liberty Toastmasters is a place that helps people do that. And with you serving as the president, you're really at the helm of helping people learn to do that.
Well, I would certainly hope so. So many of us are going to get opportunities when we least expect it. It may be only a minute or two. It may be 15 minutes. Can you make that message fit the surroundings you're in?
Well, and the table topics that we're doing is super important because it's basically 2 to 3 minutes and it's impromptu speech. Mm-hmm. But if you go to testify down at the State House, or if you're making public comments at a county commissioner meeting or a city council meeting, you normally only have 2 to 3 minutes. So this is great practice for people to be able to formulate their thoughts and be able to communicate that. And a lot of people say, oh my gosh, I can't do any, you know, how can I communicate in 2 to 3 minutes? Think about a country song. Think what is accomplished in 2 to 3 minutes there. There's a whole life that's lived. And so that can be done, Carol.
Oh, yeah. Tragic things happen in 3 minutes. But, you know, in real life, out there anywhere else, we'll have other people who are well-meaning and come along later and say, oh, you did just such a good job. Especially the worst job you did, the more likely they are to say, oh, honey, you did such a good job. that doesn't help you grow and learn. In Toastmasters, we have people who will give you good criticism and give you guidance for the next presentation. And we have training modules where you actually learn what to do mm-hmm. and how to evaluate someone else for their benefit, not just, oh, good job, and just keep getting it there over and over and over, and you'll finally just get over the butterflies. No, yeah. It's not just desensitization.
And actually, you're talking about the evaluation component of that, and mm-hmm. I actually used what I learned when I was on city council in making comments on that, and so that was very, very helpful as well. So people can find Liberty Toastmasters at liberty.toastmastersclubs.org, right?
Right.
That's Liberty Toastmasters. Masters Clubs.org. And Lauren Levy is on the line. I get to work with
Before you go to Lauren, just to bring this up, a little light note here. You talked about country song, country music. Uh-huh. With the advent of driverless vehicles, the future country music might include a song where the guy's truck leaves him.
Oh, now that's sad. After his wife has left and the dog has left.
Bada boom, and then he loses his truck. Lauren Levy, what do you think about Steve's comment there?
I don't really have any thoughts on that comment.
Well, let's put it this way, Lauren. Do you have a truck?
Maybe not anymore.
I went back to a more suburban vehicle recently, but I used to have a truck.
Uh-huh. So you left your truck. Your truck didn't leave you, right?
That's right.
So, hey, Lauren, what's going on with interest rates? I actually have not been paying attention the last few days because I have been traveling. What's going on with, you know, all this printing of money, and can people still get a pretty good rate on their mortgages, or what's going on?
They can. Rates are still in the high twos, so we're still doing, 2.875 on refinances and purchases around that area. Some potentially 2.75, depending on the amount of equity in a home. And today there's there'll be the announcement of the Fed meeting that had started yesterday and ends today. So we'll see if those guys make any moves or not, and that could affect rates as well today. So today will be a big day.
Okay, and we are in the spring selling season. Pre-qualification is very important for people, and it's painless. All they need to do is call you. It takes about 20 minutes to go to work on that, right, Lauren?
That's right. And with the housing market the way it is, and everybody's kind of, in the know on how little inventory there is and how many offers are being made, you have to have a pre-qualification solid before anyone will even look at your offer. So it's mandatory at this point. It only takes about 15, 20 minutes total.
How can people reach you, Lauren, to do that?
The best way is just call 303-880-8881, and we can just do it right over the phone.
Okay, and again, Lauren's number is 303-880-8881. Lauren, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Kim.
You bet. And we're going to be back here in just a minute. In studio with me is Carol Baker. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. I can't wait to hear what our colleagues have to say in segments 3 and 4 about peace through strength, how national defense and foreign policy helps preserve a free society. So, Carol Baker, we'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice out there, looking for truth and clarity as we look at these issues, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. And it is Wednesday, and that means it's also Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants, another great sponsor of the show. They have five locations. That is, it is Westminster and Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. You go to my website, you'll find all their specials. But on Wednesdays, this is to go or dine in. If you buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. And actually, the girls are coming over tonight, so I don't know. I think I may do barbecue shrimp tonight. I have to decide. I'm not sure, Steve.
Well, I'm sure you'll work out the menu. My bigger concern is traffic management and public safety and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, you're no fun, Steve.
He's no fun. He lives pretty close to me, so
traffic management.
Okay, let's talk about the bill of the day. And this is the senator. It's sponsored by Senators Feinberg and it's Feinberg and Holbert. I should know that. And Representatives Esgar and McKean.
I already checked this. This is truly bipartisan.
It is bipartisan.
Is that Chris Holbert?
And it is Senate Bill 21-247. And many of you may remember in, 2018, the voters approved Amendments Y and Z to the Constitution, which was making changes regarding determining the redistricting, how we redistrict apportionment of our population for electing our representatives, our Congress, and our congressmen, I think it is. And it's two different commissions, and actually it was supported significantly both by Democrats and Republicans. After I read Amendments Y and Z, I actually, on my voter's guide, came out with no votes on those. Because in essence what happened is it has taken this redistricting responsibility totally away from basically any elected representatives. And it's put it over in a commission. Commission is another word for bureaucracy. And ultimately, the Supreme Court will have the jurisdiction on how this works out. Supreme Court has all been appointed, or most all of them have been appointed by Democrat governors. And so this idea that we're going to have this bipartisan commission that's going to draw these redistricting lines, it just didn't make any sense to me. And now the thing is not working. And so what is going on here is that they want to go in and adjust this process because they said they haven't had enough time to determine what the census looks like exactly. And my ear to the ground is looking like this thing isn't working out very well. Steve, have you heard anything about it?
No, and I got to confess a certain amount of, ignorance to how the whole process works. May I, for everyone's well-being and on this particular topic is that redistrict, the whole process is one of geography in a sense, as dictated by population, but they move conversely to each other, right? If your population drops, your district actually gets a little larger.
Right.
And your population increases, your district geographically gets a little smaller. Is that the way it works?
It's all about population. So if you've lost population in your district, then what will happen is your geographic area will probably be bigger. Right.
So you can now have the same number of people you would have had.
Exactly. So we're like rural Colorado.
Proportion of people within the state.
Exactly. Colorado is going to get an eighth congressperson. And Carol, you just had written me a note. You said Governor Polis is very happy about that.
Well, I see his posts on Facebook from time to time, and he was really excited, and he's attributing it to because so many people have moved to the wonderful state of Colorado, and he was glad to have in Congress one more representative from Colorado. Rather than the seven congressmen we would have now, we would have eight, and he just seemed just extra chipper about it.
Now, and isn't that interesting? So what gerrymandering is, and it's gone on forever, but Colorado is very gerrymandered, and that is every 10 years after the census, then we redraw our redistricting lines. And we talk about it all the time. Here in Colorado, The radical activists that have taken over Colorado have been playing long ball. So we are very, very gerrymandered. And so they'll draw these lines so that they can possibly get a precinct or a neighborhood that they know will vote Democrat. And that is one of the reasons why, again, Colorado tends to look like it's so blue. And so it'll be another 10 years before this redistricting will be redone. And so this is really, this is a big political game on what is occurring. And so YNZ basically said, I think there's going to be 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and 4 unaffiliated.
On the commission?
On the commission. But what we're finding is that a number of the unaffiliated tend to lean more to the left. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Like we wouldn't figure that out.
Right.
And the other problem of it is if, in fact, we conservatives, people that want to conserve this idea of America, that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, if we can get our messaging straight, because I think most people really believe in that, Carol, and can actually win elections and have the party that wins the election, so down at the state house or the governorship, they were really the ones that were in the power on drawing these lines. And so the story that was told was this is going to be nonpartisan. It's going to give Republicans a chance to actually possibly be able to draw the lines more favorably for them. Now, we'll see. But it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. And if, in fact, we work hard to conserve this American idea and win the election, that power to do the redistricting in our favor is gone.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's strange to try to reach out to such a mix of people within a group that somehow we're supposed to be picking demographics that would cause people within a district to have things in common.
Uh-huh.
But if you notice the map, and they put it on TV a couple of nights ago, I was excited, the map of Colorado and just how large Western Colorado makes up one district, and then Eastern Colorado, the Plains, makes up another district. And there's about 5 districts right there in Denver. And they're tiers. There's one right in the center, Diana DeGette's. And then there's tiers of Ed Perlmutter's, Jason Crow's, around us. And then farther out, there are others. And I'm wondering, how did they draw those lines? Mm-hmm. They are really kind of funny shaped.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I found really frustrating on YNZ is, again, it was really promoted by both parties. But as I did more research on it, this whole redistricting commission is something that is being pushed across the country by radical activist Democrats. And the idea that the Republicans in Colorado came out in such support of this, I was just aghast after I'd read that. So I really don't like to say I told you so, but it's beginning to look like I told you so, Steve.
You're going to get me going here regarding the way how the other side is playing in terms of traditional political interaction in the system that we have, that continually warping the rules, bending, whether it's Supreme Court packing or making Washington a state, you name it. It's just a never-ending quest to ensure their own power and going beyond the normal, hey, let's discuss ideas and, you know, and talk about good governance. It's not there. All they've done in the last year or more is just try to, you know, warp the system.
Okay, well, I'm going to, so here I am saying I told you so. This whole thing isn't done yet.
Yes, Mom.
And but we'll see. But it just doesn't look to me like it makes any sense. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But it looks like they're doing Senate Bill 21-247 has bipartisan support because this whole redistricting thing is not working out the way they thought it would. Before we get over here to Jason McBride, one other thing. I really think it's important that you guys, and you probably know this, but this was reported by Fox News. And it says, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif claimed in recently leaked audio that John Kerry, when he was serving as Secretary of State during the Obama administration, informed him of more than 200 Israeli operations in Syria. Kerry has previously been accused of colluding with Iranian leaders to undermine the Trump administration. He's now part of the Biden administration and has a seat on the National Security Council as the special presidential envoy for climate. This is of great concern as we have been interviewing these Vietnam veterans. Many of them do not like John Kerry nor Jane Fonda very much at all, because during the Vietnam War, they were going to Hanoi and basically undermining our soldiers that were there. And here he is still undermining America. Steve, you look like you want to say something.
Something snarky, I guarantee you. Since John Kerry and Jane Fonda are still with us, it's not too late to put them in a rowboat in the middle of the Pacific with one oar.
You're right. It's not. Okay.
Okay. And on that note, Jason McBride, I'm speechless. Jason McBride, Senior VP, Presidential Wealth Management. Steve very seldom makes me speechless, but he just did on that one.
Well, I was going to ask, what's the or for?
Oh, boy.
So when one of them gets hungry enough that they need food, they can use it to whack the other one?
That's certainly a possibility. But I like the thought of, you know, if you've ever been in a rowboat, you can't do anything with one oar. Yeah.
I think, real seriously, what we are seeing is people that do not like America are now in positions of power. And we're in a very serious time right now. Although, Jason, I feel this big awakening of the American people and everyday grassroots. It's going to be grassroots. It's grassroots founded this country. It's going to be grassroots that saves this country. Jason McBride, though, over on people's own economic well-being, people need to sit down and plan. There's probably going to be higher taxes in the future. I'd recommend people sit down and do a discovery session with you. I know you're doing some annuity reviews as well. That's probably been really helpful for folks.
Well, it has. And speaking of taxes, Kim, this tax plan sounds like every other tax plan that comes out where they say we're not going to raise your taxes, or we're only going to raise taxes on certain people. And somehow it always turns out that they've changed things to where, you know, many more people end up getting their taxes raised than what was promised. So I know right now they're talking about raising the capital gains rate only on people that make more than $1 million a year. They're talking about only raising income taxes on, you know, couples that make more than $400,000 and individuals that make more than $200,000, but there's more than one way for the government to raise your taxes without changing the tax rates. There's always ways to make more of your income taxable at the same rate, which means that you're paying more taxes.
Right. And just a note, under the Donald Trump administration, everyday people, everyday families had $10,000 more in their pockets because of reducing taxes, reducing rules and regulations. People need to remember that. How can people reach out to you, Jason, and do this discovery session, this annuity checkup? I know your number. What is it?
You've got it memorized, Kim. That's good. Our number's 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600, Kim. I always like to say, don't worry, you know, we're not a high pressure place. If you come to see me, you know, I'm not going to push, I'm not going to lock the door. Whatever we can do to help you, we will do that, and hopefully you'll like that, and maybe you'll end up wanting to do business with us. If not, then I look at it like I helped somebody out and hopefully made a friend, and maybe someday you'll come to your senses and do business with us.
There you go. Jason McBride, thank you so much. Again, that number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Kim.
And we'll be right back. Carol Baker is in studio. I can't wait to talk with our colleagues. Terry Goon's on the line, so we'll be right back.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcasts. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute to keep our independent voice out there in this battle of ideas. I am so excited about this show. I learn so much when it's Liberty Toastmasters Day on the show. Carol Baker, who is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, is in studio. And our meeting is this week.
This week, Friday afternoon. What am I talking about? Saturday morning, 10 to noon, is the first Saturday of the month. We meet on the first and third Saturdays of the month.
And guests are welcome?
Yes, guests are definitely welcome.
And people can get more information at liberty.toastmastersclubs.org.
Right.
Okay, Carol, I'm going to toss it over to you regarding our subject, and you had a comment.
This topic, I just think, is very interesting, and it comes up from time to time, but I enjoy hearing what other people have to say about it. Some of the peace through strength is, I feel like, is not just our national defense and foreign policy, but our economic strength. Mm-hmm. So that we don't feel like we need to be compromised to make allies with someone we would not ordinarily. But I think that's true for a small nation, large nation throughout history. I'm not just talking about the United States right now. Mm-hmm. But that's just my little opinion. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear from people who have been with Toastmasters for a while and some who have not been with Toastmasters very long and have them express themselves. And I would be glad to hear from Terry Goon. Terry Goon does attend the Liberty Toastmasters North in Longmont. Do I get those two towns on I-25 mixed up over and over? But Terry, it's good to have you with us today. And have you had a chance to give this some thought? Peace through strength, how our national defense and foreign policy preserves a free society.
I sure have thought about that a little bit. And, the world is obviously a very big place, and we're big and strong within it. But I think being that strong has kept not only us locally at peace for long periods of time, but others in the world that are pretty sure that we would help them out in their time of need. I know that doesn't always work out. But as soon as we do start to show weakness, we end up with things like a captive embassy in Lebanon or a hole through the USS Cole or even what happened on 9/11, because we had a lot of those things where we were showing weakness, and bin Laden pushed it. George Washington said to be prepared for war is the most effectual means of preserving peace. And you were talking about it being prepared economically, but also being prepared mentally, or at least have the ability to make the other side think you're ready to pull the trigger. Now, personally, I am, of course, far removed from foreign policy, but I like to connect it to things I do know about, which would be animals. And this is similar to dealing with like a mountain lion or an angry loose dog. You act big. You act like you're super strong. And maybe, it's even better if you know you're big or you know you can handle yourself, then the other will back down. The dog or the mountain lion is going to back down. Does it always work? No. But when it doesn't, then you have to prove it. You prove how strong you are, assuming that you are. And that way you delay the next dog or the next mountain lion or the next country from next terrorist group from trying it again, because they know what's going to happen. So,
Terry, I appreciate that analogy. Do you know, many times in the wild, we find that the alpha leader, alpha male, who may be the oldest, is pretty scarred. But the rest of the pride, if it's lions, follow him.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so as you say, be ready and be able to prove that. Terry, thank you so much. I always learn so much from Terry Goon.
I do too. I was always glad to hear. Terry, you and I are going to have to meet one of these days. I know we came close a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, and Carol, thank you, Terry. And who's our next guest?
Well, we have Greg Morrissey from Liberty Toastmasters North,
right.
In
Loveland.
No, thank you.
Longmont.
See, now you've got to go. Don't do that. But you know what? I knew that Greg Morrissey was going to be on the show today, and I have a pen in my hand ready to take notes because he always has something to say that I think is worth writing down. Greg, it's good to have you with us today. What do you have to say about peace through strength and regarding national defense and foreign policy and keeping our society free?
To keep our society free, to get to the place where you can have that strength and that peace through that strength, you're going to have to learn, you're going to have to earn it, you're going to have to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at where the USA is right now, to be the most powerful country in the world, but a lot of people don't realize it because the press over here doesn't show it, the U.S. still has a lot of respect in the world. The U.S. still has a lot of people who want to come to the U.S. because you have the lifestyle, the strength, and through that peace, you have prosperity. People are out there pursuing their dreams, pursuing their businesses, making society better. We're going through a bit of a rough spot now with this COVID and stuff, but when you look at it, going through where we are right now, the U.S. is still leading the world in many of those fields with research and especially with some of the defense products.
Greg, do you...
It's got to... Go ahead.
Well, do you not find it... I mean, in a way, I think we've taken so much of this for granted. We are at the pinnacle. Everyday people in America today are at the pinnacle of human prosperity and flourishing. And I think that we're taking it for granted. And that's why I think this subject is so important. So continue on, Greg.
Well, being the subject being that important, a lot of people don't realize that how important is history and how history should be taught.
And I agree.
Where we are right now, look at the history, look at the men and women in the forces and stuff who went there to earn the position where we're at. It wasn't given to us. People went out there with that great courage and that great strength, and that has to be told. It's not being told anymore. They're off on watching funny movies or some kind of stuff being entertained instead of going back to truth. And in a way, it's kind of scary because if they don't look at that and maintain what our ancestors from just, 100 years ago went through,
mm-hmm.
this is going to fail. Somehow, you've got to get back to where they see what they went through, and the things I see is just lessons in history. And the history, how it got there, what people went through, and why you are and where you are today is because of what they went through and the sacrifices they made.
That's right.
And that should be brought out and told a lot more across the press and across the school and education system.
Greg, I was talking with some people yesterday about education and what we're seeing with the curriculum, with things. There's only a certain amount of hours in the school day. And what we're seeing with the curriculum these agendas that are being pushed, instead of history and then the basics like reading and writing and math, our kids are falling behind. And I think that we really need to go to work. And no parent wants their kid to fall behind. And the reason is because we're not teaching history. We're not teaching these things in school. Your thought on that, Greg?
Yeah. Well, my thought on that is that goes back to the Constitution. In my opinion, you shouldn't be able to graduate high school unless you pass a test on the Constitution. Know your history.
That's Carol applauding you, Greg.
Thank you.
I totally agree. What's your final thoughts on this, Greg? And normally, table topics, we don't interject our thoughts on it, but it's so easy to do with you, Greg. What's your final thoughts on this whole piece through strength?
I want all our listening audience to do some research and know why this country is where it is and the example that it is in the world, and what it will take to maintain that as the example of peace and prosperity through strength in the world. And we all should start communicating a lot better.
And that's why Liberty Toastmasters is a good idea, Greg.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Hey, Greg Morrissey, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go to break here in just a minute. I do want to go back to our one of these headlines, and that is the fact that John Kerry was actually undercutting one of our allies. And that is not a great way to have peace through strength. And we're going to go to break. Did you have something you wanted to say, though, quickly?
No, when we get back from break, it's
okay. When we come back, before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another great sponsor of the show. Family-owned business located in Sedalia, Colorado. They have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. And so whether or not you're a chef or a sportsman or a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. Check out their website. That's castlegate.com. Castlegate.com. We'll be right back. Carol Baker is in studio, and we've got another one of our great friends, Rick Rome, on the line. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who are supporting the show, keeping our independent voice out there. Greatly appreciate that. And I get to have, I have these great sponsors as well. Liberty Toastmasters is one of them. Carol, I so appreciate all of you.
Well, you're welcome. And we're glad to be one of your sponsors. This is a way of us having a little reach out to the rest of the community through radio, through this consistency of radio that we can be on here, say, once a month or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a good opportunity for us to practice. But we appreciate the opportunity to let the rest of Denver and Colorado know that we're here.
And I appreciate our volunteers that volunteer to weigh in on these. Initially, it's a little scary.
It is.
Yeah, but you're becoming an old hat now.
Oh, right. But it's a lot easier when I can see your face. Uh-huh. Doing it from the phone and not seeing the nonverbal cues is kind of daunting.
Okay, well, we'll see how our next guest does. Who's our next guest?
Well, one of my favorites. And it's just kind of fun to make friends and kind of jab each other just a little bit. You can tell if anybody knows us, I'm talking about Rick Rome. So, Rick, it's good to have you with us here this morning. And you and I have talked about this before. It is tricky to speak on the radio when you don't see your audience.
Well, Carol, I'd like to start with the idea that it's a little bit daunting to think that Kim had the audacity to call you an old hat.
well, true. We'll have to discuss that off air.
I made that as a compliment.
We live in a world that's in chaos, ladies. I mean, mm-hmm. look at what's happening right now. There's 80,000 troops amassing on the Ukrainian border. We have the Chinese communists have all but taken over Hong Kong, and they've got Taiwan in their sights next. In the Western Hemisphere, we have the drug cartels who are effectively controlling our southern border, smuggling people across the border, and it's a new slave trade because these aren't people who are brought to a new life. They're people who are brought in servitude, sex trades, and the drug cartels and drug services. It's a horrible, horrible thing what they're doing. And it's not a surprise, though. I mean, look at who we have elected as president. We have an old man in there who can't take questions out without permission from his handlers. That's hardly the face of a strong, free world. Domestically, we have police under assault, and they've been under assault for quite some time, and it's done so with policies of bail and no-bond bail, protesting outside of ICE officials' homes, terrorizing their families. We have assault on the First Amendment. We have churches under assault where you're not allowed to gather for the holiest of holidays in your faith. And it's on families. And all of this stuff is the result of showing weakness in the world. I like to think of it as a sports analogy. You know, when I was a child growing up, I played Little League football. And when we'd have a bad game that was like every other game today, the coach would get all upset, get kicked out of the game, get fights in the parking lot with the parents after the game's over. And after all the rigmarole's done and everybody's done making the big scene, Monday afternoon practice, we'd all get together. The coach would tell us to take a knee, explain to us that his behavior, that he's supposed to be the example, and his behavior was unacceptable. But you guys really sucked on the field, and we're going to practice our fundamentals. And so when I start thinking about what are those fundamentals that build strength that brings peace, and for me it really starts with the idea of prayer and meditation. Listen to what God in the universe is trying to tell you by learning how to pray and meditate and bring yourself clarity of thought. With that clarity of thought, you're able to make those kinds of decisions. You know, another thing that was underassault is family. Try to reconnect with our families. I mean, especially after a year like we've just had, divorce rates are up. Children, you know, teenagers are 10 times more likely to die of suicide than COVID. And it just shows a genuine assault on those family values, that source of our strength as we go out into the community, which is the third thing that we have to do to practice our strength. Find that thing you believe in. Rely on your family for support and go out into the community and let that and become that well source of strength in your community where the policies and the values that we hold dear can start to propagate up to these bureaucrats and you know, puppet officials that we've elected to office. I think with those things, we have that opportunity to do it. For me, my passion is promoting liberty and freedom. And, you know, a good way is to share that passion is to come to Liberty Toastmasters and learn to articulate those ideas and thoughts that you have.
It's very, but there's a lot of information in that those comments right there, Rick. I really, really appreciate that. And I think it's important, and I think people are understanding this, that it's only been within the last 100 days of the Biden administration that so much of this has changed. You mentioned that China and Hong Kong, we knew China had their eyes on Hong Kong, but now they're toying around the idea of Taiwan and then Russia's looking at Ukraine. You mentioned the southern border. When you don't have strong leadership, it's amazing. It doesn't take long for things to start to unravel, and people do need to be paying attention to this, Rick Rome.
Absolutely, and it comes from a single source. It comes from within the heart, and it comes from within our values and our core principles. We have to stand up for them and show that strength.
One other thing, Rick, you started with this off with saying this world is in chaos, but it always is. It's nothing new. It was like that with the founders. As we go through these quotes, mm-hmm. I actually quoted Teddy Roosevelt. And when Ronald Reagan said that each generation needs to, and I'm paraphrasing, needs to step forward to protect liberty because it's not passed down in the genes. It's something that we have to earn. And I think there's this big awakening, Rick, that our generation, it is our time. We need to step forward into this and make sure that we protect this great American idea. Your final thought, Rick?
You know, Toastmasters is a great way to articulate that. I started this journey about 6 years ago, and It's been a tool that's allowed me to inspire and motivate and learn how to propagate these ideas that we all share and have in common, Democrat and Republican alike. So come to Toastmasters. Learn how to articulate freedom.
Most definitely. Rick Rome. And Rick Rome, didn't you bring Carol Baker to Toastmasters? Do I remember that?
There's an interesting story about Carol.
That's true. And you've got a minute here, Rick. Go ahead.
Well, it involves the Arapahoe County Fairground and sending Carol down as a new volunteer to heckle the petition gatherers at the front gate. And she just had her own petition standing outside the border until she got kicked out. It was a beautiful thing to watch.
And while I was there, I overheard someone talking to Rick about Toastmasters. And I got thinking, I've heard of Toastmasters before. And then later we had a little bit of a lull, and I said, what about this Toastmasters? So that's when it started, and then not too long after that, I thought, I might one day have something to say. And when I have something to say, I want to know how to say it, because I already knew how to talk. I just didn't know how to speak.
Yeah. And the tagline is building leaders. I mean, that's really what Toastmasters is about, is building those leadership skills. And Carol, as president this last year, I've seen so much growth and progression in your leadership style and your confidence. It's a wonderful thing to watch and a wonderful thing to support. So, great job.
So she comes to a meeting and now she's president. So
that's how that happens. But I appreciate that, Rick. But something I've found in Toastmasters is everywhere else in the world, before you're elected to be president, you have to show and demonstrate you're already good at it. In Toastmasters, it's encouraged that the immediate past president, which is you, Rick, the immediate past president is there to mentor and guide the next president through this. So we learn the process. So now when I have an opportunity to be in another organization, then I know how to effectively be a president.
And that's why we have the tagline, where leaders are made.
That's right.
Rick Rome, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm. Carol, this subject is so important regarding national defense. And you mentioned also personal defense, you know, your economic well-being. But you can't not have political freedom without economic freedom. Maggie Thatcher said that. All these things are so closely aligned. And so we've seen what's happening on the geopolitical landscape out there. Rick mentioned it. But also what we see happening in Washington with this printing of money.
Right.
This is something that is going to make it very, very difficult for us to be strong as we weaken our financial standing in the world.
Right, right. I believe economic strength has its value, too, in our stand to be strong in our place in the world. But if we just even think about what Jason McBride was talking about, I've heard him talk other times about our personal economy. How many of us are becoming aware, some of us who were adults in the 80s, and it was okay to just have credit cards for everything, mm-hmm. and how many of us are learning that we have not taught our kids how to do personal financing and our finances and keep records of this so that we can stay out of debt. Our personal economy, when we are in debt, we're not as strong. We get out of debt, we are stronger. We're going to make better decisions. We're not going to be compromised as easily. The same thing is true with our nation. And I can't imagine our nation being so in debt with money that we will end up being compromised. And seems to me, doggone, I need to go to a few more Liberty Toastmasters meetings, because I've heard quotes from some of our founding fathers. I believe it was Thomas Jefferson who said it would just be wrong of us to leave to our next generation a government that is in debt.
Well, and think about that. Each generation, you look at our founders, who they've actually really tried to marginalize them. They were not perfect men, but they did have this perfect idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That is, and no other country has ever been founded on that. And that is worth preserving. That is worth conserving. And hence the name conservative, mm-hmm. is to conserve those particular ideas. But they were willing to put their lives on the line.
Absolutely.
To pass on freedom. Take a look at the Civil War, passing on freedom. Look at World War I, World War II, standing up against tyranny, passing on freedom. And that's what the guys and gals, women in the Vietnam War and our other wars, of standing up against tyranny to preserve freedom. Now, we now have a generation that is willing to pass on a big, fat IOU to the next generation. They had no say in taking that debt on, but we think we're going to live our lifestyles like this and pass that on to the next generation. I think we should be ashamed of ourselves.
You know, I do feel some level of guilt there, because as I was growing up with both my parents and both my sets of grandparents I spent time with from time to time, I always felt like, as they would tell their stories of growing up and their young life and whatever, they always wanted things to be better for their kids. My parents wanted it to be better for me and my sisters. Of course I wanted things to be better for my kids. Mm-hmm. And yet, I don't know that that's what's happened. When we see housing. It's hard for young people to leave home and get housing. in this,
and it's because of public policy.
It is. It is.
When you've had these urban growth boundaries, and then you see public policy, well, in we talked about it last week with Karen Levine, embedded in the infrastructure bill is something that's going to bring back this program. It's called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. In essence, it is taking away your local zoning laws and putting it in the federal government's a bureaucracy that's going to determine that. And ultimately, it will get rid of single-family zoning. And the opportunity to own your own home is inherent within this big, broad middle class that we have. And again, it's public policy that's caused that. We have about a minute left. Carol, what's kind of your final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
I'm thinking some of that may be genetic, that there's that feeling that we've always had is we should be striving for having ownership in something, that we take responsibility for it, whether it's a house with a yard or whether it's our business, whether it's I want my own income and I don't want to be in debt to someone. We that is something that just comes up within us, mm-hmm. that maybe we've heard it from our parents and grandparents and generations mm-hmm. before, that we strive toward that. And I'm thinking there's some young people who they're not seeing that as worth striving for. And bless their hearts, I think there is an awakening, though, even among young people now.
I think so as well. This is a great country, and we are Americans. We're stepping forward into history. Carol Baker, thank you so much for being in studio.
I am so glad to be here with you today, Kim.
It's always fun. And our quote for today is from Teddy Roosevelt. And he said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick, and you will go far." My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, the source AM and FM. AM 560 and 100.7 FM. 560thesource.com.